Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. And before this episode starts, I just want to remind you to please leave your comments for today's episode in the Spotify Q&A section down below. But also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V and let him know what you thought about today's episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There's not a single creative agency that of the like the great 30-40, which I have incredible admiration for what they do in making a television commercial. The problem is, if they ever took those talents and refurbished them to understand how to make day in and day out creative work in social, the talents at all these creative agencies would have a much better life. They would enjoy it. Could you imagine being someone who's creative, sitting in 9 months of meetings and then a year later, like 7 months later, seeing a television commercial and seeing a speck of what you thought in it? 16 months to get...
to get to something that doesn't see the light of day and ends up on the cutting room floor.
You know, they didn't grow up the way these guys think about creativity. They think that's normal. And watching like creatives come from like really great places and work for us and have like that epiphany 18 months in, it takes literally like a year and a half just to like to reframe it. And then in reverse, the amount of creatives that have left Vayner in the last 2 years that were homegrown, that worked there for 6, 7, 8 years and decided they needed to scratch the itch of going and working.
Try something else.
Something else. Taught the insanity of like, it's really interesting to talking to them because I talk to them. This is how I get my insights.
Yeah, when they leave.
They like that they're put on an ego pedestal. At Vayner, if you're a very senior creative, there's a humility. It's the same way I work. It's the way, because everything takes on the face of it. When Dustin's in the lounge yesterday saying, hey, can I tell you the truth on my feedback here? It's like laughable to me that we've spent this much time and he still has to hedge him saying, I don't like that content from you in a world where I'm completely detached from my own content.
Yeah, and you want the feedback because you want to know the insights.
I also see the results. It's not like he's so profound. It's not working.
Yeah.
Like it's not me or him. The question was only posed to him because it's not working. It's a commitment to giving a shit about the audience, not me or Dustin. So they like going to a place where they're being put on a pedestal. They love being fancy. They say to me directly, people that have been grown at Vayner.
Yeah, they're like, we like it. We get the prestige and the title.
I like that I walk around and everyone kisses the ground that I work on. But real talk, it feels super weird to like not do anything. Like just-
they're not operating in the field. They're not like close to the
No, it's just like, it takes me a full year to do one thing. Like I've come from a place where we make, like, and I get to see my idea, and that corrodes at the person's creativity.
I wonder what they thought of when you said that we at the agency, our goal is to create 40 to 70 pieces of content a day. They don't hear that ever in the region, ever, Gary, ever.
They don't hear it in America, every region. Nobody's made that commitment yet except for small businesses and creators, entrepreneurs, small businesses. But the Fortune 500 landscape is only hearing that for the first time by us, and it's working. I don't say that everyone's gonna look like us out of anything other than it's working for us and people copy what works.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just gonna be the case. As we continue to win market share, people are gonna adjust. It's what everyone does. That's what business does. You adjust to reality.
Is listening to what the consumer wants and then doing that.
Right, but and I do respect the counterpoint to that, which is like the Henry Ford thing or the Porsche thing. I don't know who exactly said it, but you know, if I listened to my consumer, I would have made a faster horse. I do believe in that. To me, it's not doing what the customer wants. It's making what you want where the customer's paying attention.
Putting it in the format. They can see it, that they
yes. To me, this isn't like, what do you want? I don't make anything based on, I take the feedback. It affects my creative process, all the comments. But it's not about like, what do you want? Like what they want for me is garage sale videos. I could just make that all day long. It's not that, it's not having ego and staying curious. Like, I don't know how these agency creatives continue to think that their worth is wrapped up in making a television commercial in 2023. This, by the way, the Super Bowl is the number one ad I believe in the world. It's a television commercial. There's anomalies. There's tiny enigmas, there's little weird blips, but 365 days a year, 8 billion people.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I don't think people watch commercials. People watch commercials. It's the cost associated with making a commercial in return for how much is consumed, and do people buy shit? Because
yeah.
I don't care about the prestige. That's good for the actor that's in it. Did that make you buy Coca-Cola? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the fuck are we doing here? This is marketing to make shit happen. Yeah. I don't do content for any other reason than to impact people positively or create something that I want to happen in business.
The end.
There's only two things. One's very selfish, one's very selfless. And I'm incredibly comfortable in that environment.
Yeah.
Like, why? I would never make content if I didn't think all the people that stop me and say thank you, or they buy empathy wines. Like, it's gotta be one of the two.
Yep.
But all these commercials are being made for what?
Yeah.
You know how many agencies make commercials completely based on they wanna meet the actor that's gonna be in the commercial? They literally pitch like Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is pitched in every commercial because every human wants to meet that motherfucker. Because he's the best.
Handsome.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He's the best. But like that, I'm not gonna pitch Michael B. Jordan to this coffee brand because I want to meet Michael B. Jordan. I'm gonna do something that's actually gonna sell this fucking coffee.
Yeah, it's true.
I know. I watch it every day. The industry is incredibly vulnerable. It's gonna be such a major change in the next 30 years. It doesn't even exist what they, like connected TV is gonna eat up all commercials. It's all based on social media proxies. The way you plan, we're doing a very substantial thing called modern comms planning. It's similar to our SOC and PAC on the media side. I don't talk about the media part a lot because for most of my audience, they don't have $1 million to spend on advertising. So it's not relevant, but I'm going to more because I'm going to stand up this principle.
Which is
the way every brand buys media is based on reach and frequency.
Yeah.
How many people will this reach? How often will it be? Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
If I reach you 13 times.
Those are the two barometers that have always been legacy in the industry.
The problem is all the reporting is fake.
What do you mean?
It means it's just not true. Like, when websites say, well, this is how many people it reached, it didn't. It's not actually being consumed. Don't tell me how many people went to your website. Tell me how many people consumed the ad.
Or watched the video to the end.
Like I said earlier, the Oscars were up 18.5%. I'm like, cool. And? Because what you're alluding to, my team, is that the ads did better. And I'm telling you they did worse. Less people watched the ads this year than last year.
How do you know? Or what makes you say that?
Common sense.
And what did they say when you said, what about the
this ads? Year than last year, one more 70-year-old now looks at their phone during commercials, and one more 15-year-old entered the pool of watching the Oscars that never even thought about consuming a commercial. People watch the content, not the thing that interrupts you from the content. That's just the way the world works. Which is why ads have to be the content.
Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end of that episode. We want to remind you to please leave feedback in any way you can, whether that's dropping your comments in the Spotify comment section down below, tweeting Gary at Gary V, or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave us feedback, your questions, comments, reviews might just get shouted out in the next episode.